may be disturbing for some people. Listener discretion is advised. It's the Darren Copeland Experience.
With me, Big Fuzz.
Right here on Mile High Sports Radio.
Welcome back to hour number two of the Darren Copeland Experience. I'm Big Fuzz. Hope you guys are having a great Tuesday. It is Tuesday, right? My days are just burning all together.
Yes, all day.
Yeah. You know what tomorrow is? Wednesday.
Yeah,
you were so excited. You were so fired up. You were so fired up for me to say hump day.
Whoop whoop!
It's coming.
I know.
You can't stop it.
Nope. Able to contain it.
Real quick, if you've missed any of tonight's show or any of our shows before, you should go back and listen to some of our older episodes because they are fun and they are great, and you should tell your friends and family about us. Go to www.audioboom.com and just type in Darren Copeland Experience and you'll see a whole list of our episodes. Give it a listen. We're as good as any sports radio talk morning show in town. I guarantee you that. Although we don't have Stink.
No, we don't.
He might be the best guy on the air right now.
Yeah, well.
Everywhere.
No, yeah.
TV, radio, online, podcasting. I mean, the guy's incredible. But outside of that, we have the most fun on the air, I think, of anyone in town.
Oh, yeah.
Also, if you just want to listen to us as you're mobile driving around, download the Mile High Sports Radio mobile app onto your phone. You can stream and listen to us live there or on your computer at milehighsports.com. Or you can listen to us at 1340 a.m. if you're in your car. Just tooling around, driving around downtown, working for Uber or whatever.
Uber.
What's the other one? Uber and...
Lyft,
yes.
And taxi.
Oh, is taxi a new one? I haven't used
it. Taxi's an old one.
You mean like taxi. Yes. Okay. Yellow cab. Checkered cab.
Wow, man.
Well, I thought it would... Listen, anymore, it would not surprise me to have someone develop an app that just says taxi.
With a Y?
Yeah. Although that feels
X's
like it would be...
Two X's and two I's or some ridiculous...
I was going to say, that feels more like we're going to tax you as opposed to we're going to drive you around places. Like chauffeur.
Chauffeur.
Yeah.
That'd be a good one.
That would be like a very special...
Or limo.
Yeah. And it could be a little more upscale, high class kind of...
Isn't that what Uber X is or Uber Black or something? Uber...
No, I have no
Uber
idea.
On the rocks?
Uber Black's like your BMWs and Mercedes.
Okay. I almost never use... See, if they were smart, and they'll probably do this because I'm going to guess they're pretty smart, they would do like a limo or chauffeur one. Where you could just, like, for a discounted rate, rent the driver in the car for, like, 4 hours. Like, okay, take us to this club, then hang out for an hour, and then take us to the next club, and then we're going to give you a lump sum at the end.
That limo.
Yeah, like limo.
I'm sure, just call a limo service. That's what limos do.
But for a discount, you could do, like, a non-professional
limo. Yeah, but the thing about those is that the driver chooses when he goes on, and he'd have to agree to that.
Right, so you'd have to get drivers that would be willing to work for chunks of time.
Yeah.
Instead
not just like an hour. Yeah.
Right. If I had a nice enough car, I would consider Uber, but then I think about it and go, I'd have a lot of strangers in my car, and they're all going to be drunk half
yeah,
the time.
I'm
not sure I want crazy people
driving
in my car.
Driving during the day is not fine. Or it's fine, not, but yeah, like I driving suppose. At night, yes.
Like, I would never drive Friday or Saturday night. There's no way.
We're a bunch of 21-year-old girls, and we're going out for our first birthday.
The worst
and we
I
just
saw.
Wanted to see it, and all they want to do is sit in your back seat and go blah.
Yeah, they're gonna be screamy.
The worst I saw was Uber Halloween. Uber had picked up this group of girls, and the two on the side of the windows both had their windows rolled down with their head hanging out, puking all over the side of the car.
At least they're going outside.
Yeah. No, I'm pretty sure someone was going in of it because one girl was just like she wasn't even aware.
You know who was doing the inside? The one sitting in the middle.
Yeah. Just like leaning over between her legs.
Like, I don't want to be that driver.
I actually was coming back. This was a long time ago. I was taking a taxi. This is well before Uber and Lyft. But I was coming back from, I want to say Barracuda's or Charlie Brown's. And it had been a birthday. I think it was my birthday party.
Glad you remember.
I think it was my birthday. And it was 2 o'clock and it took me a while to get the cab because it was a busy night. And I was just schnockered. I mean, just like in and out of consciousness, kind of. Oh, my God. So I get in the cab and we start driving and he gets me. I still lived at Brooks Towers at the time. And we get down to where the Denver Post building is, right around that curb. And I just tell the cab driver, I'm like, pull over now. Dude, he was like in seconds pulled over. And as he's yelling at me to get out of the car, I'm already on my way. I do not want to throw up on the outside of the window because it's going to get all over the side of the car. And that stuff is not good for your car paint. That's yeah. Not good for
you. Mean liquor?
Yeah, stomach acid and liquor is not good for the paint of your car. Let's just say that. So I get out of the cab on the on the traffic side, have to run around the back of the cab to the sidewalk. I throw up. Cop shows up as I'm doing this, of course, because it's a Saturday night.
And what else are cops supposed to
and
do?
And it's over near City Park, and he sees a cab suddenly stop at, you know, in the middle of the road off to the right, and a drunk guy get out and throw up, and a cop comes out and says, are you okay, son? I'm like,
I am now.
I had to get this out of my system. He goes, well, I'm glad you're taking a taxi. Get home safe.
And this is my car.
and he let me go. I mean, it was fine, but, you know, I think you and I know Denver police well enough that as funny as that is, I would never say that. No, I'm just taking it just to my car.
Yeah, no, never.
Never.
I had some friends one time.
They're a humorless police force.
Oh, yes. Boulder is like that, too. I had friends that, this is the legend story.
Yeah.
They were at an elementary school, and they were, I don't know, maybe they were on something. They were on the swings. They were on the slide.
Yeah.
And anyway, two police came up to him because it was like 11 at night.
Sure.
And they said, just make sure you're getting home. And they're like, so how'd you get here? Did you have a car? He's like, one of them said, no, ma'am, we're on horseback.
Oh, that is fantastic.
And that's when they heard, get back up.
Boop, boop. So when you take out the coconuts,
you
gallop off.
I don't know if you remember.
Fantastic, though. It's just fantastic.
Oh, they have no sense of humor.
And well, they probably just get it a lot.
Especially in Boulder. There's a lot of craziness that happens up there. Plus, they have a green police. I actually had a party, like, not broken up, but interrupted because of the green police. I was causing too much noise pollution.
They're not police.
They have badges. They called themselves the Green Police.
Yeah, they can call themselves Marge if they want to. They can't arrest you.
No, they could give you a ticket, but that's about it.
Yeah, parking attendants are not police either.
No, no, you're right.
They ain't carrying guns.
No, they're not.
Thank God.
They're carrying like batons.
He was too loud. Pow, 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 pow,
pow. I think they're carrying batons of hemp.
Yeah, here. Can we just mellow out your chill a little bit?
Let's beat you about the head slowly with this hemp rope.
Oh, please stop. Don't stop. Please
that'll
don't
teach you for
stop.
Noise pollution.
Please don't stop.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.